amazing success. Rocky Long, who's been at two different stops as a head coach in the conference, sits down with us. How are you?
I'm great. How about you? I love listening to you guys talk. Keep talking. I just sit here and listen to you guys.
You're like, are you going to bring me in or not? We had to take care of a little business there. So we're going to piggyback what we just talked about with Brennan, right? And that was kids these days and how it's changed. And you're a little older than Coach Brennan, so you've seen kids for a longer time. Do you agree that they've changed and that there's a little more sensitivity amongst the kids now?
I'm gonna shock you here. I don't think kids have changed a bit.
Really?
I like that. I'm more on your side.
I think that they're exposed to more things and they have more things to play with. Okay? And for some reason, the majority of the population think they've changed, so you have to treat them different. Now, I'm really lucky because I don't treat the players any different now than I treated them 25 years ago. And the ones in our program respond exactly the same way. As long as you don't degrade them and you pick the right kids that want to get better, all you got to do is prove to them that you like them, that you think they're valuable, and you're trying to make them better. And they will respond the right way every single time. And then once you get a program like that, your kids recruit other kids like them. Now, we don't beat them up or we don't yell and scream at them and any of that stuff, but other than the social media stuff, which dominates their lives, once you get them on the practice field or in the weight room where they don't have all that stuff with them, they're the exact same as they were 20 years ago. And people acting like they're not, well, they don't do this, they don't do that, they're full of it. They'll do exactly what they're supposed to do if they feel that it's of value.
I was going to say, I feel like every generation does this to the next one.
Oh, sure they do.
Like, you didn't get it as a kid?
Oh, no. My dad thought it was terrible. In fact,
right?
I'm going to tell you, in my day, we had long hair. Came out of the back of the helmets, and I had long hair. My dad met me at the door when I tried to go home. He says, you're not coming in. And I said, what do you mean I'm not coming in? He says, you're not coming in until you go get that damn haircut. I mean,
so kids these days has been around forever.
Yes. Yes.
But you did mention one thing in there that I think is key, though. You said as long as you get the right kid. So how important is recruiting the right kid to then feeling like they're, you know, the same kind of person?
I think if you recruit kids just based on athletic ability, you're missing the boat. First of all, they have to have enough athletic ability to help you win, or there's no reason to recruit them. But they have to fit in. And so if they fit in with the guys on your team right now, they're going to have similar personalities. Their chance of success is much better. And the way we do it is different than the way other people do it. But I think kids respond the same way if they feel like you care and you're helping them get better.
So you also mentioned earlier, you said off the air, you told us, you want to make a kid go crazy, take their phone away.
Oh, I believe that.
And we were, you know, we were on, both of us were on our phones, I think, when you said that. So I think taking shots at us. But I guess, have you learned that through experience? I mean, have you tried to put in some policies and you're like, whoa, okay, this is a little crazy?
No, experience tells you a lot. Because as you come up as a player or a young man or a kid, and as you grow up there, you know what drove you crazy. I mean, you know, if my whole deal is I want all our players to look the same and they can't have beards and I'm going to cut their hair and all that stuff, I've lost them.
Right.
I've lost them because there's no value to that. Who cares if you have long hair? Who cares if you have a beard or don't have a beard? Who cares? Nobody cares. Now, they are hooked on doing something all the time. They get bored very easily. That's not their fault, because they've been exposed. I mean, when they're little kids in the car and they're in their car seat and they start fussing, someone shoves a phone in their face. I mean, they've been trained that way. They aren't that way themselves. They've been trained that way. They start yelling and screaming. Well, you go give them an iPad and put a movie on it. How about going over and playing with the kid or not letting the kid act like that? Now, I'm an old man. But the players, I'm lucky because I have really good young men in our program. And if they know you have their back and that you're trying to make them better, they respond exactly like they did 20 years ago. Exactly.
What would your Twitter account have looked like in college?
Well, first of all, I still don't have a Twitter account, even though they tell me it's important for recruiting. We're doing just fine recruiting, and I don't have a Twitter account. But I have to admit, though, I didn't think that about TV either. And then
Wait, hold on. Say that again?
Well, you know, I watch TV a lot, and I didn't think the other channels were that important. Okay. Until I got hooked on Netflix.
This cable. I still don't like the cable.
And then
now the streaming services. I know.
Then I watched a couple of the series on Netflix, and now I'm hooked. I can't. You know,
what's the last show that got you on Netflix?
It was about the trains going from. It's history, U.S. history. That's why I was hooked. U.S. history. Wheels.
Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels.
Great
Hell
show.
Hell on Wheels.
Right?
Great show.
It's amazing.
Great show. That's what hooked me on.
You're not going to watch that, are you? It's a great show.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I watch more like teen angst dramas.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hell on Wheels will give you a little history, too, about our country.
Yeah, that sounds too. I can't. It's educational.
So writer yeah. for a major newspaper, like 12 no. beats. I don't want to learn.
No, learning is awful.
I'm out.
I don't like that.
I'm out. All right, well, let's talk a little offense. We're talking to Rocky Long. Tell people what you have coming back at, you know, the key position. By the way, offensive line's a key position too, but the key skill positions.
I like how you put that. But
I was like, you can mention offensive line. It may not be the sexiest thing because you had a really good offensive line last year, and you know you had at least a couple of guys who were gone who were really key.
Well, the key to every offense is the quarterback, and our starting quarterback is a young man named Ryan Agnew. And because of an injury, he had to start for us 6 games last year. So it's not like we're starting with a brand-new quarterback. He has a little experience. He's a talented young man that can run with the ball really well. We have to improve on his accuracy throwing the ball, and the receivers have to play better to make him look better. We have Juwan Washington, who was leading the league in rushing last year before he got hurt, was one of the top rushers in the country before he got hurt, and he's coming back, and he's healthy and fresh. We always use 2 running backs, so we have a good competition with 3 other guys for the running back position. We have a quality tight end in Parker Houston. Our wide receivers have to get better. If our wide receivers, I'm not going to point one out because none of them have proved they're any good yet. If they get better, we're going to be pretty good on offense because our offensive line is very good.
I know you got at least 1 Vegas kid in the wide receiving corps.
Which one?
Is that Ethan? Am I getting the name right?
Dedeau.
Yes.
Ethan Dedeau.
Yep.
And I think we have another one.
I'll look it up for you. Okay. But I know. Yeah. I know Ethan busted off at least 1 big play against UNLV last year.
I think we have 2 wide receivers from Vegas.
he's calling for a lifeline.
I put on the spot.
For a lifeline.
You need to know where all 85 guys are from.
Coaches.
Okay. In that UNLV game, I know you don't want to use the crutch, but you guys were not 100% healthy. Because you had to change quarterbacks in the middle of the game.
Yeah, we weren't 100% healthy the whole second half of the year, but that's an excuse. There are no excuses in our game. You either win or you lose. And the more you make excuses, the more you give people a chance to second-guess you. We didn't do a very good job of coaching.
Why do you say that?
You have to find a way to make the talent level that you have play well enough to win a game. Now, if you're completely outclassed talent-wise, you're not going to win anyway. But if you match up, whether it's and I would say it's inexperience. In our case, we played a lot of freshmen. But if the talent level is the same, you got to be smart enough as a coach to put them in a position to give them a chance to win a game. And now we had chances, but we should have won some that we didn't win. Now, if we didn't have the injuries, we would have won some of those. But that's the way the game goes.
So how big a deal is it, and we're talking to Rocky Long, San Diego State head coach, to get this stadium thing moving forward? Because, again, we use the term all the time, the arms race, right? You're competing against Power 5 schools. You're competing against schools in the Mountain West Conference who have raised a lot of money. They're improving facilities. That stadium is vital, is it not?
It is. And the faster it gets done, the better, obviously. Right. But I don't have any connections or any influence on making it speed up. But we have a lot of good people that are in charge, and once I think that the city and the school come to an agreement on the cost, I think things will move along fast.
And the plan is it's going to be a little smaller than Raider Stadium, where UNLV is going to be, right?
Yes,
It's going to be fitted for, you know, 35 or 40,000?
It's going to be fitted for college football with the ability to get bigger if it needs to be.
Okay.
And then it's also going to be fitted for, hopefully, soccer. so that the revenue process can continue with the cost of the stadium. So the stadium, once it's approved and all that, the stadium will be being built, and we'll be playing in the old stadium until the new stadium is built, and then you knock down the old stadium, and then you start building the West Campus.
Should it be not a very nice stadium? It's already unfair that a kid gets off the plane in San Diego and they're like, "Yeah, I'm coming here.
Too much.
I'm gonna go to this school."
No. Your fight. Have y'all seen the LSU locker room?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
But that's in Baton Rouge.
Come on now.
You didn't like the bed, so they can take naps in their locker?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I liked it. I thought it was really good, but. That locker room probably costs what our new stadium is going to cost. You know, I mean, it's those kind of things.
You've got San Diego. That's a pretty nice recruiting
Yeah, it's team. nice. But you know what? You don't recruit kids that want to come to San Diego because they're coming for the wrong reason. Yeah. Oh, like you want them to, right? You want to lay on the beach?
Yes.
We want guys that don't know where the beach is, that they want to play football. That's what we want.
Well, you've done a pretty good job getting those guys over the years with the way that you've built the program. So, do you like being picked at the top, though?
It doesn't matter where you pick. Yeah. And I learned that a lot because I've been in this league long enough. I've been picked number one, and I've been picked dead last. Our teams have.
Yeah.
And I've been picked in – our teams have been picked in the middle. And it had nothing to do with what the end result was. Never once were we picked last and finished last. Now, there's been a couple times we were picked first and didn't finish first. But, I mean, usually preseason polls, just like preseason all-conference, mean nothing.
Well, there was a psychic running around earlier. I don't know how.
Yeah, I saw
know
that. Where, I won't do that.
I don't know where she. I don't know where she had you guys.
Well, wherever it was, I don't want to hear it.
Try to find out.
I told him if Rolovich brings a fortune teller, then she better be in on the bid. You better pick the Rainbow Warriors number one.
Well, the Hawaii's win the national championship.
That's what I mean. Right? You're right. Loftier goals than that. That's great. All right, Rocky. We appreciate it. Thank you for a couple minutes.
Guys.
There you go, Rocky
Thank
Long,
you.
Head coach of the Aztecs. We'll